Even before Mayor Lankford's indictment, there were whispers. But since the indictment, those whispers have turned into cries. A cloud of suspicion shadows every contract he proposes, every project he champions, even those with no obvious hints of impropriety.
After 16 years of conversation, he said, she said, we now have the opportunity this morning to make a 16-year-old talked about dream reality, and that is to release the funding to get the architects and the ball rolling for the Dome Stadium.
It's inconceivable that there was the kind of support in the business community for Larry Lankford.
Jay Greeney is president and chief executive officer of HealthSouth Corporation, the rehabilitation giant that was itself the subject of a $3 billion accounting fraud. Greeney was brought in to clean up the company and rehabilitate its image. And he's a high-profile figure leading the charge to clean up the county, starting with the mayor.
He bankrupted Visionland. He created these huge problems that are on the verge of bankrupting the county, the indictments. And it's inconceivable. And we as a business community have to come together and say that kind of leadership is detrimental to every single person who lives in this community.
University of Connecticut economist Steve Lanza studies the effects of political corruption on a community's economy. He found when a business is considering moving to a new community, it's much more concerned about corruption than high taxes. Specifically, among the negative factors of job growth in a community, the effect of corruption was 30% greater than taxes. But Lanza admits those numbers probably don't accurately capture the full effect of public corruption. Statistics are extremely hard to come by, for one obvious reason.
The parties to the activity are trying to keep it secret.
Plus, Lanza says, just because there aren't many convictions in any one community doesn't mean it's squeaky clean.
That can depend on the kinds of resources that governments put into these states to try to root out and investigate corruption. And you know, it may be the case that some states that might look clean because they have few convictions, you know, it might be because they just, you know, state's so corrupt they don't bother trying to prosecute anyone.
There may not be hard numbers, but local folks trying to promote Birmingham and Jefferson County to outside businesses say they know for a fact the climate of corruption takes a direct toll on the local economy.
I've had companies say that we're just not going into that environment.
Richard Finley chairs the Southern High Speed Rail Commission. He's also Alabama's point man for the organization. He meets with representatives from other states who support a high-speed rail system which would run through Birmingham as well as several other cities throughout the South.
It's just retarded our efforts across the board. And it's a shame because we're strategically located for economic growth and development. But we can't pull the trigger on any projects because of all the uncertainty associated with all of the corruption that's going on.
John Knapp, Samford University professor of ethics, says the effectiveness of government is hampered greatly when residents don't trust their elected officials.
When people don't assign good motives to public officials for the decisions that they make, when people question whether decisions are being made in the best interests of themselves and their families, government becomes less effective because government officials no longer get the benefit of the doubt. They have to explain everything that they do to people who are very skeptical.
Jefferson County employees and their families protest recent layoffs of county workers. Michelle Green told AL.com a member of her family was laid off.
The reason I'm out here is I just think that there's a better way to solve this problem. I think that the corruption in Jefferson County has gone way too far, and it's time that we stand up and do something about it.
Samford professor John Knapp says there are things citizens and business leaders can do to help reduce political corruption. Knapp lived in Atlanta in the early 90s when he says the school board was corrupt and inept.
And so the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce actually organized an effort and funded it to recruit good candidates for the school board to fund their campaigns and to put more competent, more trustworthy people into those offices. And they were successful.
Jay Greeney of HealthSouth says there's a growing consensus the old way of doing business is no longer acceptable. And he and other business leaders are on a mission to work through the Birmingham Business Alliance to insist on integrity, transparency, and quality in elected officials. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.